Hello, I'm Susan Young. I'm chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is the Pacifica National Board regular meeting on July 9th. It is by Zoom. We are convening at 8:32 Eastern Time. I get confused. And will the secretary please take the roll?
You bet. Teresa Allen. I'll keep going. Kaja Brown. Donna Carter.
Present.
Thank you, Donna. Fred Dodsworth.
Present.
Thank you, Fred. Jerome Edge.
Here.
Thank you, Jerome. Sally Gellert.
Here.
Thank you, Sally. Jan Goodman.
Present.
Thank you, Jan. Julie Hewitt, I am here. Avalia Jones. I'll keep going. Zach Caldvier.
Present.
Thank you, Zach. Sean Kelly McPherson wrote and said he would be off the grid. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Thank you, Ron. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Thank you, Serene. James Sagerton.
Here.
Thank you, James. Minerva Sanders. We'll keep going. Harvey Wasserman. Dennis Williams.
I'm here.
Thank you, Dennis. Michael Woodson.
I'm here.
Thank you, Michael. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you, Susan. Let me go back up to the top. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Thank you, Teresa. Kaja Brown. Avalia Jones. Minerva Sanders. Harvey Wasserman. All right, let me catch the other people. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Aki Tanaka.
I'm here.
Thank you, Aki. And we have another guest this evening. Anya Lovis, the NES. Anya. She was here a minute ago.
She's gone.
All right. Well, perhaps she will return
when she comes back.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Excellent. So preliminary items, 5 minutes, call to order, Susan Young. Roll call, PMB secretary. There's no report out from the June 4th meeting because there was no executive session. Excused absences. I believe we have only one requested excused absence, and that is Sean Kelly McPherson. Is there any objection to excusing his absence? Hearing none. Agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda, 5 minutes. Minutes approval for June 4 meeting, 5 minutes. Committee reports, audit, finance, governance, personnel, affiliates report, hardship waiver working group report, executive director report, and I understand that that Stephanie will be turning over at least a significant portion of her time to the NES for the NES to make a report. And then we've got unfinished business, new business, motion to adjourn no later than 9:45 p.m. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Myla seconds.
Okay, excellent. So moved by Fred, seconded by Myla. I see a hand up.
Yeah, I have a motion from the WBA ILSB, and I don't know when the right time to introduce it is.
What is that?
Okay. We passed a motion at the monthly meeting last night requesting an extension of the nomination period for the following reasons. I've got 5 reasons.
Okay, so then let me just say that you can ask that question when Anya makes her report. It is not the decision of the PNB.
The request is to ask the PNB to ask the NES.
The NES will be here to answer.
Okay.
So, is there any objection to proceeding with the agenda?
Chair, this is James.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it might be appropriate to place that motion before the NES gets here, because if, you know,
the DMV will not take an action on it, James. It is not our role. I'm ruling it out of order.
All right, I'll appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay, there's an appeal of the ruling of the chair. The ruling of the chair is that the PNB taking any action about the NES decision to extend period for receiving nominations is out of order, because that is not the responsibility of the PNB according to the bylaws. James, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yes, comment? I think the chair's restatement of the motion misstates it. It's a motion to request that the PNB request of the NES. That's been done in the past. There's precedent for it. It's not an order, it's simply a request for her to consider the circumstances.
And I'm ruling it out of order because that's not appropriate for the PNB. No action from the PNB. You can ask her when she's speaking to us, and you can ask her personally, but it is not a role of the PNB. So we'll take a vote. Julie, will you be kind to take the vote? If you vote
Chair,
yes.
Chair, may I add one more piece of information?
Okay.
It seems like in the past, the NES had total authority, as was in the old bylaws, to run the election, and without direction or consultation with the ED or with the chair of the board. It seems like there is some of that going on now. And I think, you know, this is additional evidence that, you know, perhaps this would be appropriate.
First of all, that's not true. The NES consulted with counsel about that matter, and we're going to go forward. Julie, a yes is you support the ruling of the chair that this is out of order, and no, you support the challenge to the ruling of the chair. And Serene, we are now voting.
So, Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes, supports the chair.
Allen is a yes. Donna Carter.
Pass.
Donna passes. Fred Dodsworth.
I support the ruling of the chair.
Fred is a yes. Jerome Edge.
Support the ruling of the chair.
Jerome is a yes. Sally Gellert.
No.
Sally's a no. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan's a yes. I'm going to pass. Avelia's not here yet. Zach Caldvier.
Yes.
Zach is a yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Darlene is a yes. Ron Pinchback.
No.
Ron's a no. Myla Reason.
I support the ruling of the chair, yes.
Myla's a yes. Serene Roberts.
No.
Serene's a no. James Sagerton?
No.
James is a no. Did Harvey join yet? No. Dennis Williams?
McZoom is a no.
Thank you. Dennis is a no. Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Michael is a yes. Let's go back up the top. Donna, you passed.
No.
Donna's a no. Julie, you passed. I'm a yes. And that is everyone who was here when I called roll, unless somebody's joined us. Madam Chair, the yeses are 9 and the noes are 6.
All right.
So point of order. Can we have this person identify? Oh, never mind. It just identified itself.
Thank you. So we'll move forward. If there is no further objections or offering agenda changes to the agenda.
Chair, I would like to ask for a point of personal privilege.
What is that?
You said that my statement was untrue, and I just want to ask. I saw that there was an email where a matter of the election was being discussed that you answered. And I think, I'm not sure if the ED chimed in on that one as well, but what was that?
The ED and I were consulted by the NES after she had, she apprised us after she discussed with counsel that she intended to make this extension. It was her decision, and we acknowledged that she had apprised us.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Serene, you have your hand up. And please note that Avelia is present. Avelia, will you say hello, please?
Muted.
It's easier to hear.
I will. Hi.
Here you are. Welcome.
Okay.
Serene.
Oh, I wanted to speak to the ruling of the chair.
I'm sorry, we've already voted on it. We're moving forward with the agenda.
Yes,
thank
I
you.
Know. You would not allow me to speak.
And so you didn't. Yeah, we're
vote.
Going to move forward with the agenda. So minutes approval for June 4. Are there any corrections to the minutes from June 4? Hearing none.
Is that the one that was just
accepted.
Sent out?
Oh, yeah. No, Serene, you can. Do you wish to abstain from the minutes?
Yes, is that the one that was just sent out is what I'm asking?
Yes.
Yes, I, of course, I'll abstain. Thank you.
Okay, committee reports. I think Minerva is not here for the audit committee. I believe that the audit committee will be convening a meeting for an update on the audit. Finance committee, Fred.
Yes, we met and we looked at the data that was sent to us, and there was some consternation because the data. Jan? We had some consternation because the numbers did not look like we were in the positive, and I have spoken with a number of people and been informed that that's because some of the reports have not been turned in. I've been given a firm commitment that the data will be updated to June 30th before our next meeting, which is on Tuesday. It from everything I could see on the report, it looked like most of the stations were doing very well. KPFA was a little behind, or a lot behind, actually. And I've been told that they are actually up to date or getting up to date, and the numbers are very, very good. We are not any closer to bankruptcy than we were 6 months ago, which is a good thing. I was very happy to see or hear that, and I hope to see that when I see the numbers shortly.
Excellent. Any questions for Fred? Hearing none. Julie, the Governance Committee.
The Governance Committee didn't meet in June, and our next scheduled meeting is July 16th, which is Thursday, a week from today.
I understand that Harvey has joined us. Harvey, would you be kind to say hello?
He's still muted. Harvey is muted.
There you go. Harvey, speak up.
No nukes.
Okay, great. You're recognized. Wonderful. Okay, Personnel Committee report. Let me just say that we had last met and discussed the personnel, the staff evaluation procedures with Stephanie. She has advanced with those, and that is for all paid staff, union and non-union, and we have a meeting scheduled for July 13th, Monday, July 13th. I'm going to check with the Personnel Committee, but I do not believe that we have need for a meeting. So I will confirm with the Personnel Committee that there is not an issue that we need to address at this time. Any questions? Affiliates report. Jerome, take it away. Oh, and by the way, we received the affiliates report from Ursula this afternoon, and I forwarded it to the entire board with the time listed that I forwarded it.
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
You betcha.
Yep. All right. Give me one sec here. I'll get it. I'm pulling it up. Sorry, it's loading. Come on. Sorry, guys.
Hey, it's okay.
I'm getting there. Okay. Report from Pacifica Affiliate Network Unit, June fiscal year 26, from Ursula Rudenberg, Pacifica Affiliate Network Manager, projected total revenue from 2026 fees, affiliate and IT services. Is somebody unmuted?
We're definitely getting an echo. I'm going to mute
that
all.
Person.
Someone was, and I took care of it.
Oh, thanks.
Keep going, Jerome.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
Jerome, do we still have you?
Yeah, you do. Sorry, I'm trying to do this on my phone. I apologize, guys. I know I'm holding up progress here. Next time I do this, I will definitely pull it up on my laptop. Okay, sorry about that. Finances, projected total revenue from 2026 fees, affiliate and IT services fees are $236,633 received year to date. Affiliate revenue and IT services, $167,360, or 71% of projected 2026 revenue most affiliates pay quarterly. Revenue received from fiscal year 26, affiliate fees and internet technology services subscriptions, June. $13,945, May, $23,391, April, $6,682, March, $9,803, February, $22,050, January, $20,460, December, $24,419, November, $34,518, and October, $12,092. The network unit has received donations of nearly $9,000 fiscal year to date. Sales of Pacifica Network T-shirts fiscal year to date, approximately $300. Contributions to central services year to date are $31,810. Collections of past due fees fiscal year 2025 and prior years has increased to $10,372, approximately $3,000, and outstanding affiliate fees from fiscal years 2025 and before remains to be collected. Efforts continue to collect these fees. Bank balance is currently $55,000. New network members. Two new affiliates were added in June for a total of 7 new affiliates in fiscal year 2026. And one new subscriber to the network IT services. Our newest network member is WPPBLP 101.5 FM in Petersburg, Virginia. Below are copied a few words sent to us by the manager in order to share with some of you the spirit of our grassroots network and the benefits and the role that Pacifica Radio genuinely plays in offering value and benefits to many as they build and sustain community radio media. Becoming a Pacifica affiliate is an important milestone for our organization, and we are honored to be associated with a network that has such a rich history of independent journalism, community engagement, and public service. As we begin integrating Pacifica content into our programming schedule, we are committed not only to benefiting from the resources and opportunities available through the network, but also to contributing meaningful value in return. We believe WPPB can bring a unique perspective, community-centered programming, and fresh energy that supports Pacifica's mission while expanding its reach into underserved communities. We are currently taking time to familiarize ourselves with AudioPort and extensive programming available throughout the network. As we continue building our station's programming lineup, looking ahead, we also hope to contribute original content to AudioPort so that stories, voices, and experiences emerging from our community can be shared across the Pacific Network, reflecting the diversity and resilience of the communities we serve.
Are there questions for Jerome? Great report.
I have a question, James.
James, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Far away, James.
I was probably not paying attention, but what is the community that station serves, where are they?
That station, where to go? WPPB LP 101.5 FM, and they're located in Petersburg, Virginia. Yeah, they're a low power FM.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet.
Okay, are there other questions for Jerome? Okay, if not, the next agenda item is Hardship Waiver Working Group Report, and that's Julie Hewitt.
All right. So you all may recall that we passed a motion in the June meeting setting up the hardship waiver process. The group got together and did its work, and I'm going to read a motion from the group, and then after I'm done reading it, I will give a little extra motivation. So whereas the PMB approved a motion at its June 4th, 2026 meeting establishing a hardship waiver process, including an application form, a working group to review applications, and a limit on the number of applications that could be granted. And whereas the working group consisted of Susan Young, PMB Chair, Julie Hewitt, PMB Secretary, Darlene Pagano, KPFA, Avelia Jones, KPFK, Teresa Allen, KPFT, Sally Gellert, WBAI, and Michael Hirsch of the WPFW-LSB, and whereas the working group confidentially and quickly reviewed a number of applications submitted by the June 30th deadline, determining which to approve and were unanimous in their decisions, therefore be it resolved that the PMB ratifies the actions taken by the Hardship Waiver Working Group to grant membership to those listeners whose applications were approved by the working group, and that those memberships include the right to nominate candidates and to vote in the 2026 Pacifica elections. Okay,
because
so that's the
working group rather than a committee. I'll ask, is there a second?
Myla seconds.
Thank you.
Thank you, Myla.
Is there any further discussion? I would just like to say thank you to those who served on the committee and to Julie for her leadership. Julie.
Yeah, just a couple of little extra tidbits there. You know, one of the things you'll notice is that we didn't put details in the motion, including exactly how many and who they were. And that's, of course, because this is confidential information. So we didn't commit that detail to the motion. I wanted to add that Michael Hirsch, who was on the WPFW LSB, served because Dennis and Minerva were unavailable. So and it made sense to get a listener instead of Ron. So that's that one. And then the other thing I was going to say is people are probably going to want to know things like what stations and how many. And so the, you know, the hardship waiver working group, talked about this a little bit. And as the motion says, we were unanimous in our decisions to approve memberships. It was approximately a handful. So we did not come close to the, maximums that we set. And it was, the memberships were for multiple stations. And then, of course, the people who know about this are people who are on the hardship waiver working group, the GMs at the stations where people earned hardship waivers. They know about it, and so does the ED and the NES to help facilitate, you know, ensuring that those folks are on the, you know, on the rolls for voting and so on and so forth. And then I will just add one more little tidbit, which is I think someone in the on the hardship waiver working group said it well by saying that, you know, these were fairly compelling applications in terms of their hardship. So so there's that. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, I hope it's okay to add, and I apologize, Julie, if it isn't. We accepted all the hardship waivers.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wasn't going to say the number out loud.
Sure. So are there any questions? Is there any further discussion? Who?
My hand is up.
Okay. Sorry. I am not seeing that. Go ahead. I think there's James Sagerton, and then there is Serene.
Thank you. Yeah, you basically.
And Sally and Ron.
Answered my question in one way by saying that it was unanimous. And I heard what Julie said about it. They were compelling. And I did want to ask Sally, the WBAI director on the committee, now instead of knowing it was unanimous and that they were compelling, on a scale of 1 to 10, Sally, how confident are you that this was all, we'd made the right decisions here and this was these were all good choices?
Yeah, I put my hand up to say that I thought the process went very well. I do think we did make good choices. I'd give us a 10 on that. And also, I think for efficiency and cooperation, what didn't work so well is getting the word out to listeners ahead of time that waivers are available, and we need to do much better on that next time. Check. I'll put my hand down. That's what I was going to say before.
Serene, then Ron, then Fred.
Okay, so a few things. The motion called for directors to be selected. I'm wondering what the process was for selecting Mike Hirsch. I would like to know the number of waivers that were granted for each station. I'd like to know why it was not announced on air. I think I saw it on one station's website pretty late in the game. I'd like to know why the form was, did I mention that the form was not available in Spanish? In addition to not being announced, it should be part of every station's website. It should be an ongoing process. Membership is not just restricted to voting. So it's not just something that people should rush through in January after having changed the bylaws process or how waivers are granted, you know, more than a year before. In addition, well, I'll stop there for now. Did I get some responses to those?
Okay, Julie, can you answer her questions also? Let me just ask Serene, apologies, but when the waivers were handled by the stations, did the stations keep that posted on their websites on an ongoing basis?
Should I go ahead and?
Go ahead, Julie.
Okay. So, one thing that the, you know, waiver working group, I think felt fairly strongly about was not saying, how many waivers at each station, just that no station hit its cap and it was multiple stations, though it is the case also that there were some stations with no applications and therefore no hardship waivers granted. I can't answer the question what websites it was posted on. I certainly would have hoped it would have been posted on all of them, but, you know,
was it, sent
it was posted
the
on the, excuse me, I'm talking.
Yeah.
It was posted on
but
the
you're
elections.
Not answering. You're talking.
Doreen, you are not recognized by the chair. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Julie.
Was posted on the elections.pacifica.org website, which is something that we announced. The form was not available in Spanish. That's a good point. We should do that in the future. You know, but I think, this was the first time we had a centralized, process that, you know, handled hardship waivers at each and every one of the stations, because I think in the past some LSBs dropped the ball on this. And so, you know, it's a lesson learned for the future, and, you know, we can hope to do better the next time. Thanks.
Okay, Fred, then Sally.
Yeah, I have asked numerous times over the last couple of years if I could get data from the various stations on how many actual $25 members we have versus people who pay more than that. I'm really, really thrilled to say that KPFT actually came through and gave me the data after I requested it of every station numerous times. And it was really interesting to see that only 9% of the members at KPFT were at the $25 level, and all the rest were in excess of that. And this is part of the waiver process as well.
Sally.
Yeah, I'd be interested in the breakdown of that other 91%. But I think I've seen things, you know, studies that, you know, when there's a zip code and there's less than 10 people, they don't announce the actual details because it's so easy to go from there to outing who it is. So I can understand why we would not give it specific numbers or stations check.
Thank you, Sally. Dennis, next.
Yeah, I just had a question for Fred. The with that 9%, was that the people who only give $25, or right, was it people who give $25 and then add more to it? More than 25.
Fred,
in the
go
beginning.
Ahead and answer.
I asked for any data I could get, and the data I got was these were the people who donated only $25. Everybody else donated in excess of that.
Okay, so they may have started with 25 and added more.
Yes. In fact, that's one of the things that the GM at Texas said, and I've heard it, a number of people say that this is a real issue. Some people come in at 25, like I did when I was asked to run 6 years ago, and then I just upped it because it's, you know, it's not that much. And
let me just halt right here. That will be a conversation in the NFC, and this really pertains as much to minimum fees for memberships.
Yep.
Myla.
Yeah, point of order. I'm sorry. I've been searching the my information to figure out who joined us with the number 202-415-7473, who I admitted, but I can't find that figure out.
And whoever that is, speak up.
Can you hear me at this time?
Is that Minerva?
Oh, Minerva. Great, Minerva.
It is Minerva. Hi, guys. Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the secretary recognized that Minerva is here. Serene, you have another question.
Yeah, I was muted when I was trying to ask Julie to respond to the Mike Hirsch question of the 20 or so LSB members. How was he selected?
Right. So after Minerva and Ron turned me down, I asked Kamal Harris, who's the LSB chair at WPFW, if he had suggestions about someone on the LSB who might be good. And Mike Hirsch always has energy for stuff. And so and he actually was really, he slotted in really nicely, I think. So.
All right, so is there any objection to approving the hardship waiver motion as presented by the task force chair?
I'd like to offer an amendment.
What is your amendment?
that the PMB shall be informed confidentially of the number of waivers per station that were granted.
So that would be in executive session. Let me ask Julie, is there any opposition to that?
I don't have any opposition. I think one thing that the committee thought about in our discussions about this motion, I think what people wanted to do was not memorialize the numbers in a motion that would then be in the minutes and would, you know, sort of take on a life of their own, those kind of numbers. And so I don't have an objection to telling people what the numbers are in a closed session. So I don't know if the rest of the committee feels that way too.
Does anyone else who is on the committee object?
Chair, could we reread the motion, please?
Julie, will you be kind to read the motion again? I appreciate it. And Serene can add her language at the end.
Okay. I didn't get rid of the frog. Sorry. Whereas the PMB.
Do you need a Heimlich maneuver?
I don't need a Heimlich maneuver.
I'll go ahead and read it, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Whereas the PNB approved a motion at its June 4, 2026 meeting establishing a hardship waiver process, including an application form, a working group to review applications, and a limit on the number of applications that could be granted. And whereas the working group consisted of Susan Young, PNB Chair, Julie Hewitt, PNB Secretary, Darlene Pagano, KPFA, Avelia Jones, KPFK, Teresa Allen, KPFT, Sally Gellert, WBAI, and Michael Hirsch of the WPFW-LSB. And whereas the working group confidentially and quickly reviewed a number of applications submitted by the June 30th deadline, determining which to approve and were unanimous in their decisions, therefore, be it resolved that PNB ratifies the actions taken by the Hardship Waiver Working Group to grant memberships to those listeners whose applications were approved by the working group, and that those memberships include the right to nominate candidates and vote in the 2026 Pacifica election, and the PNB will be informed in executive session about the numbers of waivers granted per station. Serene, does that capture your motion to amend?
I'd like to amend the motion.
Okay, what's your amendment? So then, is there any objection to the amendment to the motion that Serene offered and that I read?
I'm asking to amend that part that Serene is putting forward.
Okay, great. What is your motion to amend?
And in no case will the names of the people receiving waivers be disclosed to anyone.
Okay, so I believe that that is the sense, and I'm not disagreeing with you, Darlene. I think adding that language is helpful. I believe that is consistent with the substance of Serene's motion. So is there any objection to that addition?
No. She didn't.
No, Darlene, I'm saying add that language.
Oh, please. Okay.
I'm agreeing. I'm saying add that language. Is there any objection to adding Darlene's language? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the motion as amended? Hearing none, the motion is adopted as with the amendments from Serene Roberts and from Darlene Pagano. Okay. Next up, executive director report and Stephanie, I don't know how the do-si-do goes. You may wish to cede the initial time to Anya and then follow up with any questions for the executive director. Note, if Anya is addressing, it is an NES report.
Madam Chair,
yes.
For time certain, And looking at the agenda for time certain, we have 33 minutes.
Okay. Thank you for letting us know. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Yes, I will hand everything over to Anya. Just give a quick reminder for people to just take a look at the ED report that covers just a little highlight of the taxes, where we are with the taxes and the audits. It had brief information about the union contract negotiations that are underway at Darfur union stations. Also information regarding Making Contact, which is a program that we were asked by the organization that has been producing Making Contact for over 30 years if we would take over the production of that show. And so we are doing that, and that's based right now. It's going to be based out of KPFK, and with the first program airing on August 5th. And also it highlights the team highlights that are coming in within the team directory, that we're adding an HR compliance enhancement to that. I mean, also with the team directory, I'll back up. We have approximately all 88 of our staff members have signed on to that, 974 volunteers. And as of yesterday, we have volunteers that have recorded over 44,760 service hours, which again is just demonstrating sort of the extraordinary contribution that Pacifica relies on our volunteer workforce and programmers. So we are greatly appreciative of that. But then also take a look at the EDIA report for things we were adding regarding HR compliance in the team directory with work posters and things like that that will be virtual. And then also, as Susan had alluded to earlier, with the employee evaluations, it kind of gives an overview of the phases of our upcoming employee evaluation process. And with that, I will hand it over to the National Election Supervisor.
Anya, take it away.
Okay. So the election is going according to the way it's supposed to go. Obviously, there's quite a bit of opposition. The deadline for June 30th for individuals to be able to nominate was extended to July 11th because the June new and renewal reports membership reports would not be getting to me to after June 30th. So in order to not disenfranchise that group of people at each station, I went ahead and extended the nomination period to July 11th. Let's see. There has been some violations. There has been people contacted. I've done some investigation. So some decisions will be made, and of course, at the end of the season, that will be specifically in the NES report. I will not be posting this information on any public forum. Again, this is confidential. I'm not going to state what the infractions are or were, for that matter, because, again, it's confidentiality, but there has been some, and there will be some consequences. So, Ms. Serene.
Okay.
Let
me just ask you, you've had a lot of back and forth with members of the public to the NES. Can you give us any sense of what the issues have been that have come from members in the public?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the design of the nomination form is was by far the biggest problem. Well, I will say it's the second problem. It was very confusing. Different names were being typed in there at various different spellings and all of that. People were very concerned if they or their person they nominated were going to be getting all their nominations. And all those questions I answered, yes, they'll, any variation of their name, they'll get their full count. The second thing is getting their nomination links. And there's many different issues with that. One issue is families are registering in the membership databases with their local station and using the same email and in some cases the same phone number. So when the links went out, It went out to that one person who that information belongs to, and the second household person did not, second or third, sometimes it was more than that, did not get their own nomination link. So everyone that contacted me, including the membership directors and GMs, those have been reconciled. The other issue was, let's see, that was the membership, probably some other stuff, but I think those two, the form, the nomination form, and the getting the nomination links on time, and the email addresses and phone numbers.
And I think you're ready. You're willing to devote the time to accept three questions from the group, because everybody has the opportunity and right to contact the NES by email. We've got two people with their hands up. First is Serene.
Well, it's more than that. It's four people, or five actually. So Serene, what is your question?
Thank you.
So I'm concerned about the on-air forums and when we're going to get the schedule for that. The bylaws are really clear that all candidates are entitled to equal air time in a call-in format to actually interact with the people who will be voting. When is that going to be published? It's summer, people are going to be traveling, they need to, you know, have a feel for when this is going to be happening.
It'll be after July 11th.
Okay, Myla.
But before the ballots are sent out on August 15th, so in that month?
Yeah.
Okay. And when will we actually know more, do you?
Pardon me?
I think she's answered, Serene, after July 11th and before August
15th. Yeah, that still leaves us with a whole month when people can't make travel arrangements because they need to be within, need to be someplace where they can access the Zoom.
Okay, so I'm not going to be pinned down to a date right now. I'm waiting until after July 11th so I can see what the nomination bought in, and then go ahead and work with Election Buddy as well as my IT person, and to see when we can get all that information posted, and also work with possibly the GMs to see we can get to record it and get a monitor. So that information is being worked on right now. It's more important to get through this nomination process.
Myla.
Yeah, I just have a quick question. I noticed that one of the headshots of the candidates on the candidate page is clearly an artificially intelligently created headshot rather than an actual photo. Is that acceptable?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, Ms. Myla. It's not clear to me that that's a fake photo. There are people out there that look like that, that make up themselves to look like that. So I don't know that it's artificial. I have to believe that that is the way she looks. With that being said, it's clear. I mean, it's a matter of public record. It's off the website. She dropped out of the race, so out of the election. So it's not posted anymore.
Did you ask her? I think we may be talking about two different people, possibly. But anyway, are there any clear rules posted about what you want for the pictures?
Well, it's a self-portrait.
Okay. Because so, you asked me to change mine, and I was just kind of...
Yeah, because you had a mask on. Nobody could see your face.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sally?
Okay, unmuted. So the WBSI local station board requests that the National Election Supervisor extend the nomination period of the current PNB and LSB elections for two or more weeks and provide educational cards to be aired during this time for the following reasons. In view of many new or renewed members in the month of June, whose nomination ballots went astray, delayed recognition of volunteer team members as either staff or listener members, new steep requirements for nomination of station representative directors, one candidate's statement being delayed 11 days and getting listed on elections.pacifica.org, and multiple confusing irregularities on the nominating ballots themselves. So in light of all that, is it possible to extend the nomination period for another couple of weeks? I know you also have something like 5,000 bounce back emails, and I don't know how long that's going to take you to get through, so check.
Okay, so I'm not going to honor the another extension. There's been ample time to be able to decide on who people want to nominate. The 5,000 emails I have sent back, the reports to the which CC'd or the GMs, the program directors, and the membership directors, and they stated that they were working on that. I don't have anything to do with that. So there, some of them have recontact me and sent me updated lists. Some are sending me individuals. Some of them are having their listener members contact me. So everyone that has contacted me, including the membership directors and program directors, I have updated that information and sent it over to Election Buddy.
Okay, there are two more. There are only two more. Teresa and James. Teresa? Teresa, unmute.
Okay. I think I have three questions.
You only can ask one.
No, only, please.
One. I'm sorry. Okay. So if I'm looking at the website right now, So we have until the 15th for people to get the required number of nominations, correct?
No.
The 11th.
You have until the 11th.
The 11th. Okay. Okay.
So there's your question, Teresa. Yes, any other questions, contact her by email, okay?
Please.
I'm sorry, I didn't count that as a question.
Copy to the PNB.
So we can
James.
Mr. James.
James,
can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you. I apologize. I was knocked off the call for a minute, and I just got back. So you may have been asked this already. Are the nomination emails and reminders still going out? I have some people who say they haven't gotten it yet, and I'm trying to walk them through to find them, but they insist, no, it's not there. So are some people, especially ones who registered or who became members late, are they still going out to those people? No, they haven't gotten them yet.
Well, I can believe that because some people, there's, again, quite a few bounce backs. So this is what I've been dealing with for the past couple of days. So I would say about maybe 100 people have contacted me and said they haven't received their nomination link in the last 24 hours. And when I look it up, I do a screenshot to show that they did receive it. And I give them the verbiage for them to be able to filter through their emails to locate it. And it's there. People are not searching for it properly. The other thing is, again, this is the two or more people on the same email and or the same phone number. And so, again, when I look it up, I share with them to please give me a unique email and or phone number, and I will have a link sent out to you. So those have been the two things that's been going on for the past 24 to 48 hours. The only links that will be going, I'm finished, or the membership directors are finished sending me reports because June is over. So now the links that are going out to people are people, including the membership directors or even the general managers, it doesn't matter, are contacting me and say, please update this person's with the correct information and send them a link. So that's what I'm doing, most of the thing what I'm doing.
Thank you.
Okay, Donna.
All right, Miss Donna.
Hi there. With all humility, I would like to ask you to explain the rules of by which you make decisions about things you didn't like in the process. Or brought you to making decisions.
I'm not sure if I understand that question.
What I'm trying to find out, mm-hmm. or I want to hear from you, mm-hmm. I could read it, but somehow things don't always click. What are the standards for, I don't know how to say it, when you choose to view misconduct with the rules.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Thank you. Well, I'm going by the Fair Campaign Provisions, state and federal law. Pardon me?
And they are?
I'm not going to recite
on the website.
Yeah, they're posted on the website. I'm not going to recite the Fair Provision campaigns information now. You can look that up on the website. But what I do is when I have made a decision and determined based on the Fair Provision is cite that one, and I include it in the email communication and if I have a conversation with them as well.
Okay, that's the last question. Unfinished business. I don't think there is any. New business. I don't think there is any. I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Myla seconds.
Is there any objection? Is there any objection? All right, we're adjourned at 9:29. Thank you for
Thank you again.
Ms. Lovis, thank you for your work.
Thank you. If you guys have any questions, you're welcome to email me or even call. I'm open to that.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, all. All right. Peace.
Bye-bye, y'all.